Wisconsin Sea Grant and Coastal Management officials are getting together with folks from the National Park Service and Friends of the Apostle Islands. They're developing a real-time wave climate observation system to inform lake enthusiasts about wave conditions. Wisconsin Coastal Management Program Manager Mike Fries says the project will help kayakers make more informed decisions when heading out to explore the sea caves.
It has been a hazardous spot for folks because they can put in at Myers Beach Road on seemingly very calm, very flat water, and they come around where the sea caves are, and conditions can be completely different.
Free says officials are examining the feasibility of the project and how it can be used in other locations.
There'd be an observation buoy off the sea caves, and then there'd be a monitor either at Myers Beach Road or probably more likely at the Apostle Islands headquarters to give folks who are stopping there an idea of what the wave conditions will be like.
Free says the monitoring project will be an important demonstration.
Because there has been loss of life at the sea caves because people weren't aware of the conditions and weren't prepared for them, or maybe made the wrong decision to actually go because it was so rough.
Freeze hopes they'll be able to use the system next season. In Superior, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.